This goes to Dr. Stebbleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Clyde, middle initial J, Creque, C-R-E-Q-U-E. Date of birth, January 22nd of 1943. Dear Dr. Stebbleton, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Creque with a diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and proteinuria. His last visit was July 25th of 2022. He continues to suffer from severe abdominal pain, and he has an appointment to see a gastroenterologist in the Grand Rapids area this month. They have not determined why he might have such abdominal pain that gets worse after he eats. He does still see Dr. Liu, L-I-U, for the hematuria, and that seems to be doing well without recurrence. He states that it was not cancer that was causing the hematuria. He does not believe it was cancer. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, but he does have chronic abdominal pain, especially in the right lower quadrant, that is worse after eating. And it does get progressively worse throughout the day. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no foaminess. He does have an enlarged abdomen, and that's chronic. And edema of the lower extremities is stable and minimal. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril, 20 milligrams twice a day. He's also on amlodipine, metformin. Lasix is 20 milligrams once a day. No, he takes 40 milligrams in the morning and 20 in the evening for edema. He also takes insulin. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Norvasc is 10 milligrams daily, in addition to also some supplements, cholesterol treatment, oxybutynin. Physical examination, weight 260 pounds, and that's an 8-pound increase over 6 months. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 146 over 68. Pulse is 77, and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender currently. Extremities, he has edema in ankles and feet, 2+ bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 14th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.7. Albumin is 4.6. Calcium is 9.8. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.2. He also had labs 10/27 of 2022, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is improved. It's down from 3.12 to 2.07, so that is improved. His intact parathyroid hormone was also improved, down from 167.1 to 143. His hemoglobin is 15.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy, one, is number one, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. Two, gross proteinuria, currently non-nephrotic range. Three, hypertension, near to goal. The patient should continue the maximum dose of lisinopril. He will follow up with his gastroenterologist and with his urologist on a regular basis as scheduled. We want our labs to be checked every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.